AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The chase is on to find clean energy, attracting money from governments and one of the world's richest people. AP's Mark Smith reports from the Climate Summit in Paris.
The goal is pouring billions of both public and private money into finding the next green breakthrough. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is on board.
We need to move to sources of energy that are even cheaper than the hydrocarbon energy we use today.
Which, he says, means fighting poverty as well as rising temperatures. For the president, it means a vow to double America's R&D budget within 5 years.
I believe this is going to be one of the most significant public-private partnerships ever forged.
Critics note that promise will come due long after he leaves office. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
A snowstorm is spinning up with warnings and advisories from the Dakotas and the upper Midwest as far south as Nebraska today. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond.
A winter storm is taking shape and starting to move from southeast South Dakota, northeast Nebraska. It'll be moving northeast across places like Minneapolis into western Wisconsin to the Minnesota Arrowhead.
As much as 10 inches of snow could fall today and tonight. Today, so-called Cyber Monday, could be the biggest online shopping day ever. AP economics writer Chris Rugaber reports that billions will be spent online by the end of the year.
When all is said and done in November and December, some estimates are that about one out of every $7 in retail shopping will be spent online during this year's holiday spending.
More than 100 soldiers are missing nearly 2 weeks after fleeing their base near a northeastern town in Nigeria. The base was attacked by the militant group Boko Haram, which later burned it to the ground. Local self-defense fighters prevented the group from recapturing that town. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 50. The NASDAQ has lost 25. The S&P is off 5. This is AP Radio News. University of Chicago has been quiet after a shutdown due to an online threat of an attack planned for this morning. AP's Rita Foley with details.
The statement urged faculty, students, and non-essential staff to stay away on Monday from the Hyde Park campus on Chicago's south side and told students in college housing to stay indoors. The Chicago PD was spotted patrolling the area, along with campus security. The student body president, who works in the campus coffee shop, said as soon as students learned what was going on, they cleared out immediately.
The Salvation Army says a couple dropped a $500,000 check into a red kettle outside a grocery store in suburban Minneapolis Saturday. Spokeswoman Annette Bauer says the couple has a history of donations and prefer to remain anonymous. She calls it an astonishing gift coming at a time the division serving Minnesota and North Dakota had been running about $500,000 behind this same point last year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.